This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I want to open it up to the masses. To get things going tonight, I want to get the input from Pirates fans out there, do a little Pirates reaction here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's Donnie Football with you until 10:35. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. We'll switch things up a little bit tonight as we go on this four-plus hour journey, but I do want to start with what the Pirates did or didn't do in St. Louis these last few days. We'll get to what Paul Skeens did in the first game of the series, because I do think that that is something that absolutely needs highlighted. But we have to start with this game that we had in front of us this afternoon in St. Louis that wrapped up a little bit ago. St. Louis beating Pittsburgh 4-3. The Pirates now 32-36. The Cardinals now 33-34. It is a jumble in the National League, and it is also a jumble in the National League Central, with the exception of Milwaukee, who I don't want to say is running away with it, but they certainly look strong compared to the rest of the field. 412-928-9370 if you want to get your voice heard on the Buccos. I want to hear what people out there have to say following this 4-3 loss. Mitch Keller, he wasn't putting together a stunning performance this afternoon. He pretty much gave you a standard issue just outside of a quality start, I would say. Six innings, four earned runs, eight hits. He struck out four and walked two. No, he wasn't his dominant self, because he has been utterly dominant since the calendar turned to May. You're not going to get that every single time. Coming into today, he was 8-3, ERA of 3.16. in just under 80 innings of work. You're not going to get that every single time from this guy. You're just not. And it's not fair to ask that every single time. He gave them a start that should have been right around the threshold of, this guy gave us a chance to win. And the bullpen actually did all right behind him. Brohl pitched an inning. Stratton, he only pitched a third. He ended up getting hurt in the game. And then Santana making his Pirates debut. Dennis Santana pitched the final two-thirds for the Pirates today. He did not give up a hit or a walk in the nine pitches that he threw. The big issue came with what the Pirates lineup looked like today. Derek Shelton tossed out a Sunday lineup on a Thursday afternoon, a rubber match in a divisional series against St. Louis. And not only did he do that, they had opportunities to use some of their better hitters late in the game, and he chose to keep those guys on the bench. Listen, man, I'm not one to call out the professional athletes for fatigue or things like that. I know it's a long season, but it is pretty glaring that baseball, a little bit different from football or hockey or really even basketball, it is not as physical as those other sports I mentioned. There's a reason why there's no shortage of kids playing baseball around the country like there is with football, or maybe like there is with hockey, because of health concerns. Why are we not playing, guys? You just had an off day on Monday. Why are we not playing some of your better players in this instance? I understand that Cal Ripken Jr., that record is going to be safe probably forever. I think we can all safely say that, as along with many other records in the game of baseball. And I get that, you know, maybe Andrew McCutchen came to you today and, you know, wasn't really feeling it the early start time out in St. Louis. He's a veteran. He's in his late 30s. And, you know, maybe you give that guy a day off. Connor Joe not in the lineup. One of your better players, especially on offense. The big one, I think, for a lot of people was Nick Gonzalez, 25 years old. He is, right now, your best offensive player. He's hitting over 300. His OPS is 839. He has four homers on the season, 23 RBIs, and he's only played in 29 games. He's not in the lineup. I thought Joe Starkey, host of the Joe Starkey Show from 10 to 2 on this station, I liked the tweet that he sent out right around the end of the game. So the team leader in on-base percentage, McCutchen, the team's best hitter for most of the year, Connor Joe, and the best hitter by far lately, Gonzalez, all went unused in a rubber match against the Cardinals. Nobody hit for Michael A. Taylor, who is batting right around the Mendoza line, or Yasmani Grandal, who is below that and below 170 in the ninth inning. And Davis sat in this game, Henry Davis, after finally doing something with the bat in his hands at the major league level. He homered for the first time last night. I know he's hitting 157. I know the OPS is barely over 500. But hey, he hit a home run. Maybe he's finally falling into a bit of a groove. Maybe he finally saw a ball go out of the ballpark. And maybe, just maybe, that could help out his confidence. And we don't see any of those guys in the lineup today. We got a Sunday special in a rubber match against the Cardinals in St. Louis. And I know what we'll probably hear. Well, it's a long season. We want to give guys days here and there. For somebody like McCutchen, I'll concede. He probably has enough pull in that room, in that clubhouse. You know, he is somebody in the back half of his 30s, closing in on age 40. I can understand. Maybe he wants an afternoon game off. Nick Gonzalez, Henry Davis, after he finally put one out of the park, make Henry Davis the DH if Mitch Keller doesn't want him to be the catcher. Brian Reynolds was the DH today. I mean, he could have played somewhere out in the field, maybe left field, because the guy you put out there sucks. Jack Sawinski, 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts. Sound familiar? That's almost every game with that bird. He's hitting 170 on the season. Do I think Sawinski can occasionally get a hold of one and put it out of the ballpark? Sure. Occasionally. But is it also possible we have seen Jack Sawinski at his peak as a major leaguer last year? The man hit over 25 home runs. The year before that, he played just over 100 games. He hit almost 20 home runs. He is borderline unplayable. He got a hold of a Tyler Glasnow pitch last week. The Pirates won the game 1-0. That was a nice moment. It was right after Sawinski and Henry Davis came right back up. And that was that from our guy Jack. We finally get Davis to come out of his shell a little bit. He hits a home run yesterday, not in the lineup. Connor Joe, I know he's gone a little bit cold as of late. Still, one of your best offensive players. 7 homers this year, 14 doubles, OPS of 757. He's hitting over 250. Not a ton of guys are doing that. He's not in the lineup. I can't even get on the guy that we've gotten on for a while, Rowdy Tellez, because he has started to heat up a little bit. He had another hit today. He walked. He got on base a couple of times. And he's been very good since the calendar turned to the month of June. I can't even get on that player. Now, we got him hitting 5th in the lineup. Maybe you want him down a couple of spots. But, oh, wait, you have Sawinski in the lineup. You have Yasmani Grandal going 1-for-4. Michael A. Taylor had a hit today. He is up over the Mendoza line. But he has not been good this year. We have Jared Triolo, nice kid. I think he's a great kid. He's a very solid defender. He got on base twice via a walk. That's your number 6 guy in the order, Edward Olivares, batting cleanup. I get that he had a hit today, but still, man. Out of the top 3 in that Pirates lineup, there was 0 offensive threat. 0. And it's hard to even argue that Hayes offensively is much of a threat. Hayes is hitting 240, and he has 2 home runs this year. And he has 7 doubles. It felt like he had 5 doubles in the first series of the season. So that one might not even be much of a threat. Brian Reynolds, sure. O'Neill Cruz, absolutely. Shockingly, both of those guys I just mentioned, the source of the Pirates' 3 runs today. Reynolds hit a hard grounder back at Lance Lynn. The big fella couldn't get off the mound fast enough. The Pirates scored their first run. O'Neill Cruz, a very nice at bat opposite field. And the Pirates brought home, at the time, the tying runs of the game. And we're going to hear, well, it's still early in the season. These guys play. We got 162. This is a journey. This is a process. You got a chance to take 2 out of 3 against the St. Louis Cardinals, who have beaten you down for the last quarter century. And that's the lineup you put out there. And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, Mitch Keller has been that good, so maybe he can make it work. Occasionally, he's going to just have your standard issue start. Not quite a quality start. He didn't get beat up or chewed out or anything like that. 6 innings, 4 earned runs. Wasn't fantastic like he has been since May 1st. Occasionally, you're going to see a start like this, where it's just pretty standard. But he still gives your team an opportunity to win the game. And that's what we saw out there. A Sunday special with a real chance to take a series in St. Louis. You have some of your best arms on the mound and you lose 2 of 3. And now you're facing a bullpen game in Colorado. And you hope that they can do what they did the last time out, because credit to those guys out of the pen for what they did last weekend against the Twins. You escape the Paul Skene start because they could barely score. A loss last night where Falter, again, kind of like what Keller was today, just kind of gave you a standard issue start. Wasn't good, wasn't bad. And Keller today looked more human than he had since April. Wasn't a good April. Kind of a bad April. But he was better than that. He just wasn't what he was the last 6 weeks, the last several starts. And you had opportunities to use some of your good hitters that were on the bench late in the game. And we know the Pirates love unloading that bench. Not today. No interest from Shelty. No interest in that. Nick Gonzalez, nah. You need this rest day, buddy. You can't go out there and swing the bat. Kutch, Connor Joe, nah. You guys stay on the pine. I don't want you out there. Henry Davis, after he finally hits a home run, maybe the guy has the littlest bit of confidence. Nah. Take a seat, son. You're not going to be needed today. That's what we got. And unfortunately, the Pirates got what they deserved. 412-928-9370. I see a couple of you on hold already. Just stick with us. I want to hear from you out there. Your reaction to the Pirates losing 2 of 3 against the St. Louis Cardinals before they head out to Colorado. 412-928-9370. Want to get your input on today's game. Maybe you have thoughts on how the series went as a whole. 412-928-9370. That's also the number of the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football with you tonight on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Fan. Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, Donnie Football with you until 10:35 tonight. Talking Buccos right now. Kind of an infuriating day if you are a Pirates fan out there because of what this lineup looked like. But not only that, the lack of usage from our guy Shelty late in the game is even more infuriating. Gonzalez, the team's hottest hitter, Henry Davis, after he finally hits a home run, Andrew McCutchen, the team's leader in on-base percentage, Connor Joe, one of the better bats in your lineup all season. He sat them all. And not only did he sit them all to begin the game, he sat them all the entire game. Late game situations. Maybe you could replace one of the weaker hitters in the lineup, and there were plenty today. The Pirates had about two true offensive threats, maybe two and a half. Joel, I'll let you break the tie. And you can be harsh here, brother. Don't worry about hurting a player's feelings. Based on that Pirates lineup today, Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, they're two true offensive threats. Do you really put Ke'Bryan Hayes at that same level?
No, I don't think you can. At least, you know, not from a power standpoint either. Maybe last year with Hayes, yes, but certainly not this year.
Yeah, I mean, back half of last year, I'd absolutely agree. I just feel like you see that lineup, and it's like, okay, Hayes, an okay bat, maybe even worse than okay right now. You know what you're going to get from him defensively. But that lineup had two real threats in it. I mean, you had guys like Edward Olivares batting cleanup. Tellez has been hot since we got to June. He's batting fifth. Jared Triolo, kind of a lesser version of Ke'Bryan Hayes, a little bit worse offensively, a little bit worse defensively, but still pretty damn good defensively. Sawinski, who is about as useful as myself or Joel getting into the batter's box at this point. I mean, we really could not have actually done worse than 0 for 3 with 3 Ks. I hate to be that guy to act like I can accomplish some true professional athlete feat, but anybody out there could stand in the box and go 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. And I know guys like Taylor and Grandal had hits at the end, or, you know, at the end of the Pirates order. But those guys, I mean, you put out a Sunday lineup with a chance to make a mark, win a series in St. Louis before the halfway point of the season. That's the other thing. We'll get caught up with, oh, it's still early yet, and I get that. I get that they still roughly have 100 games to go. Less than 100 games to go, but not by much. I get that much. I get that part of it. But sooner or later, it's going to be later on in the season than we realize. And these games are going to mean more when we look back on them. I bring that up all the time. 412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation and sound off on what we saw from the Buccos today, what we saw from the Buccos in this series in St. Louis. 412-928-9370. We will start with our buddy Jim in Omaha. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Donnie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, very good interview with Sheldon 2 weeks ago, by the way. I haven't talked to you since.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think it goes beyond just days off and stuff like that. I think it's just incompetence in how they don't know how Sheldon does not know how to manage a game. We saw earlier this season, about 3 weeks ago, when we had the bullpen mismanagement. And, I mean, that's to your point there. I mean, that's two games right there. The week could have won, but no, the bullpen was mismanaged, at least two. And I think it goes, you know, just beyond the day off or stuff like that. I mean, if he can't take the time to think through some parts of the game, we're going to have some problems in it, with him. And we're not going to get to the next level with this group we have right now. So I really, it's just very disappointing. And also one other point, if I can, we needed a first baseman back in 2013, you know, from June on. Mm-hmm. It was Ichikawa. And then we also needed an extra body in the outfield. But we didn't get it because we saved a lot of money. I looked the contract up, close to $7 million by picking him up at the end of August. So we also have to keep in mind, probably not going to get a Pete Alonso unless we don't pay pennies for him and people like that, and unless we're still in it and we have a chance late in the year. I will hear you out, man. Have a good one. Take care. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Jim, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the kind words there at the beginning, and I agree with the point you're making. I have said before, and, you know, we are the flagship station of the Pirates. Every single game either airs right here on 93.7 The Fan, or they air next door at 100.1 FM and AM 1020. But between the lines here, I have questioned for a while if Derek Shelton is really the guy to take this team into the future. And he has not given us examples to actually be hopeful of that. You know, I think he's a nice guy. You know, I listen to him almost every week when he's on with Joe. I just really have my doubts that he is the right man to get this team over any sort of hump. You know, I'm not going to question, or it really wouldn't even be fair if I said, I don't think this guy can win the Pirates a World Series. I'm just asking about the next step, and that next step is the postseason and possibly winning postseason games and winning a postseason series. I think it's only fair to have your doubts that Derek Shelton can do that. 412-928-9370. Here's our pal Dave in Delmont. What's up, Dave?
Donnie, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
It's a shame because the last 9 games, we easily could have went 8-1 unless if it wasn't for Shelton with the lineups and with the changes he's made with the pitchers. He is not a coach. He will never be a coach. I don't get it when anybody sees it. It's bad enough the players have to deal with the nuttings being cheap. The general manager that doesn't know how to go out and get a good player, a good bat, and now they got to deal with a coach that overcoaches. He thinks he's doing things that are good, but he's blowing games. And if anybody has a problem with that, ask Sullivan if he would have been happy winning a couple more games early in the season, they might have made the playoffs. It just goes to show they don't care about making the playoffs.
Dave, I appreciate the call, as always. See, I mean, there's something with a manager and you know, hitting the right buttons. And I think early in the season, you know, that first 2 weeks of the season, hey, Derek Shelton, he's punching all the right buttons right now. Everything is going their way. It's a matter of how that guy responds, I think, when things aren't really going that way. And if they keep falling into the same trap again and again. And then, I don't know, I just feel like there's simple things that could be done that I don't want to say it will appease the fan base, because I don't think that a manager or a general manager or a front office should do things to just appease the fan base. But there are things that just seem like the right move and the smart move. And like Dave said there, he kind of outsmarts himself because he tries to almost reinvent the wheel, in a way, with some of the decisions, or like the lineup card, or how the bullpen gets used. This infatuation where he's changing up the lineup, maybe changes up where guys play. A lot of professional athletes will say that they are most comfortable whenever they're in a rhythm, especially baseball players. I never played baseball beyond middle school, but I saw it firsthand for 2 seasons in minor league baseball covering a team. And, you know, some of the guys are on the current Pirates team right now. Jared Triolo, for instance. Maybe a Matt Gorski we could see sometime down the road. Baseball players especially, they are most comfortable whenever they're in a rhythm. You know, they're used to batting the same spot in the order. And I get you can't do that every single night. But I just get the feel he has an infatuation with really mixing things up. And on the fly, he wants to see how things work. And yet you see, a couple of weeks before we got to this point, he did keep it pretty consistent. And the offense was much better as a whole. 412-928-9370. Bob is in Mount Lebanon. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Donnie. Thanks for taking my call. Oh, man, I've been fired up since I saw this lineup earlier today. I'm thinking, is Shelton trying to lose this game? I mean, you want to take your game against St. Louis. Who cares about resting him for Colorado? I would have had Gonzalez in there. I would have had McCutcheon in there. I mean, they were off Monday. He should be able to DH 3 days in a row.
Exactly.
And I'd rather have my I would have had my chance with Davis behind the plate. I don't know. I mean, one key hit, it would have been different results today. And I just don't understand it. I mean, this is St. Louis. It's division. We got to go for this game today.
Yeah, Bob, I appreciate the call. And again, it's not even like he just didn't start all these guys. They didn't get a single at bat. Not a single at bat. Not a late game moment where he would have thought, okay, Grandal's at the plate. Maybe I'll have Gonzalez bat here. I'll have my team's hottest hitter bat here. Or I'll throw Connor Joe or Andrew McCutcheon out there. Hell, maybe Henry Davis. That's another one that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I understand that Henry Davis has been downright awful this season, but the game after he finally might get a glimmer of confidence in his swing, in his ability, he hits a home run yesterday, you don't put him in the lineup? Why? Because a guy in his early 20s can't go from a night game to a day game? Come on, man. Come on. Like, just something simple like that. And if you're going to say, well, you know, we're going to have these guys all weekend in Colorado, maybe we'll save them a little bit, inconsistent with what we saw and how the bullpen was played out this past weekend, a chance to sweep the series against the Twins. They put out Ben Heller in extra innings of that game because David Bednar wasn't available. Why wasn't David Bednar available, you ask? Because he pitched Saturday in a non-save situation. And what did Derek Shelton say in defense of that? Well, I wanted to take care of that game right there in front of us. Now you're playing the St. Louis Cardinals, the team that has beaten your head in, basically, for the last 25 years. Last year was the first time in the new millennium that the Pirates had finished ahead of the Cardinals in the NL Central standings. Last year, 2023, the first time in a quarter century that they've basically done that. And now we're at the point of, well, I'm not actually going to worry about this game in front of us. We have a chance to take 2 out of 3 against a divisional foe, but hey, we're going out to Colorado this weekend. I just don't get it. 412-928-9370. I see the phone lines loaded up. I love to see it. I promise we will get to you if you stick with us when we come back. 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Donnie Football with you until 10:35. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. We're talking Buccos right now. Your reaction, the Pirates losing 2 of 3, the final 2 of 3 in the series in St. Louis. We'll talk about Paul Skenes and his special start in a few minutes, but the Pirates putting out the Sunday special lineup in the series finale with a chance to take 2 of 3 in the series. They get 3 runs out of it, and it came from the only guys in that lineup that were any sort of offensive threat. 412-928-9370 if you want to sound off on that. Also, just had some breaking NFL news that Jolie and I will get to a little bit later in tonight's show. It does tie into something I have coming up. I planned on doing this on Monday night with you, Joel, but the Mike Tomlin news that day obviously put a wrench into those plans that shifted around the show quite a bit. I will be ranking my NFC quarterbacks and my AFC quarterbacks a little bit later in tonight's show. We'll hear from a couple of Steelers on the final day of minicamp wrapping up. They now go into a little bit of a break before they come back to St. Vincent in about 6 weeks from now. Omar Khan also joined the PM team earlier today, an exclusive with Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller. Some great stuff there, 20-plus minutes with the Steelers general manager. We will hear that again at 9 o'clock. So if you did not get to hear it today at 3 and you just so happen to be in a nice long drive, or you're tuning into us on your home radio or your Odyssey app or something like that, Omar Khan, you can hear that interview tonight at 9. 412-928-9370. Want to hear from you sounding off on the Buccos. We will start this round with Joe in Mount Lebanon. What's up, Joe?
Hi, Donnie. Great show as always.
Thank you.
So the Pirates are back to being in last place, Donnie, 8 games out. And please, I don't want to hear about their being close to a wild card, because this team is in free fall. Okay, the offense that Shelton and Charrington have assembled is a disgrace. Even with the players that he rested today, only a couple players on this roster would be on another major league roster. Brian Reynolds would be a fourth or fifth outfielder on another team. O'Neill Cruz, Nick Gonzalez, Connor Joe would be a bench player on another team. This offense is a disgrace. My teenage daughter who pitches softball in the Awana scholarship, she could strike out Jack Sawinski and Henry Davis. I have no idea why Jack Sawinski is on this roster. Donnie, you keep up the great work, buddy, and go Steelers.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, if your daughter is a scholarship softball player, I'm very sure that she could probably strike out Jack Sawinski. I mean, there's a shot that my mother could do it. Although his issue is catching up with the fastball, and I don't think Lisa has much of a heater on her into her early 60s. 412-928-9370. Our pal Noah in Aliquippa. What's up, Noah?
What's up, Don? I am just very upset. I agree with the last caller 100%. The offense is pitiful. The Sunday special lineup, like you said. But what hurts even more is Stratton being, it looked like, severely injured today and losing a key bullpen arm that we have that we can't lose. Our bullpen has been a free fall other than the back three. Stratton was one of those guys that was finally coming together, throwing a lot of strikeouts. And I think losing him, that is going to be a big sting to us. Keep it up, man. As always, butter me this. I'm just upset.
Thanks, man. I mean, I agree with that, too. Not that Stratton has been outstanding, but he has been, I would say, one of their more consistent bullpen arms. He's had a couple of instances where things blow up on him. But all in all, he has not been that bad. Now, I mean, I'm talking about a player who has an ERA in the low fours. But he has not been brutal out of that bullpen. Somebody that more often than not you can count on to get three outs. 412-928-9370. We have the legendary Chuck in Uniontown. Chuck, before I bring you on here, I know you're going to have a little bit of a positive spin on this, because you were happy the other night, and I mentioned the other night on Monday night whenever we talked, Chuck, that the Pirates were going to win that first game of the series. I thought they'd show a little bit more offense, but Paul Skenes carried his end of the deal, per usual. So I know that you're at least a little bit happy that they took one game instead of getting swept out of St. Louis.
Well, first of all, thank you. Second of all, yeah, I mean, I wanted to see them win the series, but they at least, you know, the net result, we only lost one game to the Cardinals, and I think most everybody else in the standings. But what bothers you is this. This kind of lineup today, Donnie, when you're talking about the rubber game of a series against the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.